In the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Once, we were the center of the universe. But then, Seal and her ilk, you know, those geologists and scientists and physicists, they messed it all up. You've read Seal's article on the web, I hope, haven't you? Yes? You gotta go home and read it. Because Seal says from the get-go, the earth was never solid. It was always in flux and motion. And not only that, the earth is circling around the sun. Did you know that? And the Milky Way, it's just one of billions of galaxies. And the universe is expanding, and she doesn't even know where it's going. Why can't we go back to the good old days when there was a mechanical universe and everything fit and it had its place and an order and we had a part and the earth was the center of everything and human beings were at the center of that and God was above us and it was all just perfect. Evolution is a process. Nature is not closed. It is open, fluid, dynamic, capable of change and play. Yet when we talk about evolution, we always talk about it being outside of ourselves. Right? We're not a part of it. We're not a part of the whole. We're not a part of the flow. It's out there. It may be a worthy idea, but it's not something that we are a part of. The new cosmos story for this Reformation Sunday is not just about the cosmos, nor just about human beings. It's about the cosmos inhabited by God and human beings. Theology without cosmology is a mere abstraction. God's just an idea. You think there's God? Do you believe in God? You know, like most people around us, you believe in God? Probably. What difference does that make? And cosmology, without theology, is a mere abstraction. The universe is expanding. You're still going to die, you know. What difference does it make? God is love. Love generates new life, possibility, creativity. It draws together. It brings into greater unity. And it always raises consciousness, which is why we human beings love to be loved, because it always makes life better. Whether you believe or not, it makes life better, doesn't it? Nobody can argue with that. But when we human beings found out and realized that the earth is traveling around the sun, we lost our balance. We lost our footing. We lost our purpose. It seemed that we lost our connection with wholeness and being part of this life. And not only that, nature was stripped of its sacred character. And then God was no longer source of life and ultimate meaning. God just became an idea, along with many, many other ideas, because, you know, nature seems to be doing well enough on its own. Evolution is going on. I mean, it's just doing its own thing, and God, well, you know, I don't know, God may be dead. Right? The truth is, we human beings died because we lost the connection. We couldn't find ourselves in the evolutionary data. We've recently arrived. We're not like all the other animals. We're part of that makeup, but we're different. Are we outsiders? We don't belong. Are we interlopers? Are we just aliens? You know, we mess everything up. What are we doing here? We don't fit in the big picture. And this gap, this huge gap emerged. And it's been going on for 5 centuries now. The gap between physical reality, as science understands it, and the transcendent dimensions of life, as religion understands it. Right? We no longer felt the need to become one with the cosmos. Let's possess it. Let's own it. Let's run the show. We no longer felt the need to become one with God. Yeah, we can play God, can't we? Let's see what happens. And into the gap, most recently technology has stepped to fill it. Who are you? Who are you? iPhone. iPad. Lots of people think that's the reality, don't they? Can't live without it. Excuse me. What? This is important. Cut off from what's happening right here. And this gap underlies all of our global problems and struggles today. The ecological crisis. We can't even see it. Economic disparity and inequality. The viciousness of the greed of the powerful. Hey, I'm just getting my cut. Figure it out for yourself. We're not related, are you? I'm not my brother's keeper. I'm not my sister's keeper, am I? And the denigration of women. Let alone children. What we're doing to the children on this planet. Not to mention people of color. The gap. The gap. What if we are a part of the evolutionary process? And we are integral to evolution. We're no longer the center of the universe, that's true. But we are the cutting edge. We are the growing tip of awareness and consciousness. That's why you got that iris bulb this morning, huh? Looking at what appears to be, quote, nothing, right? Do I have to touch this? But you plant it, and when it emerges, a long time from now, right? What's the first thing comes up? It is that purple, intense tip right at the edge, and it captivates everyone who sees it. It's pointing the way. And then after some time, suddenly, whew, the purple flourishes, right? That's what we human beings are doing, and we're the tip. the consciousness, the awareness, to care for the whole. This is our calling and task. You are of tremendous significance in how you live and the choices that we make. It's a huge responsibility entrusted to us. And what if the Big Bang, those giant red stars, dark matter, dark energy, billions of galaxies, this Earth, and the complexities of our lives are an immense cradle, welcoming that child who still wants to show us how to become fully human. What if Jesus is a new Big Bang of cosmic love? What if love, that force of fascination, attraction, union, solidarity, forgiveness, and communion? What if the love force is the source of gravity and grace? What if cosmos, infinitely big, quantum, infinitely tiny, and the infinitely complex, us human beings, are simply the means for expressing and exploring what meaning is? What if evolution is the process whereby the Trinity becomes the cosmos, and the cosmos becomes Christified? Science tells us what fire is. Religion tells us what spiritual fire does. It forges the godlike character and integrity of every being and creature. Scientific knowledge is essential. We need it to grow up, to mature, to become richer in our understanding of life. It's essential. And spiritual knowledge is essential because it includes the heart, so that we can discern wisdom, which always leads towards compassion and love for the other. Because wherever love is absent from science, education, business, faith, wherever love is absent, there is nothing but chaos and destruction and confusion. Love is essential, not only for us, but perhaps it truly is the fundamental nature of all reality. Thanks be to God. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.